As a national poetry contest has come down to two finalists. One of them's an Oxford graduate and the other's a country bumpkin. The way the competition works is they're given a word, they have 2 minutes to study that word, and then they have to come up with a poem containing the word. So on this occasion, they're given the word Timbuktu. So the crowd are there, they're excited, the anticipation's high. The Oxford graduate comes up to the stage first. He steps up to the microphone and he recites his poem. It goes like this. Slowly across the desert sand, trekked a lonely caravan. Men on camels, two by two, destination, Timbuktu. The crowd goes wild and absolutely amazing. They think, wow, he did that in 2 minutes. Incredible. Eventually it falls silent and the country bumpkin walks up to the microphone and everyone's there thinking this guy's not going to be as good. He waits for the auditorium to be silent. He steps up to the microphone and delivers his poem. He says, me and Tim, a hunting went, met three girls in a pop-up tent. They were three and we were two. So I bucked one and Tim bucked two. Nearly fucked that joke up, but I think it's a good one.
So there was quite some build up to that joke, and yeah. I wasn't sure if it was going to deliver, mate. But I liked it. I liked it.
Isn't it?
I can see a little
bit
of sweat.
I had to read the first bit. Yeah, I was nervous reading it because I was like, I want to do this justice. I think I did. I think it did all right. But anyway, more importantly, Lazo, I can see you sitting there mulling it away. What does that get?
So I went back through all of the jokes that you've told on this very podcast, Nate, just so that I can get the scale right. And the good news is it's in the top half of the 10 ranking system. I'm going to give it a 9.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That's superbly high.
So wow. What happened there was Nate couldn't say anything because he couldn't believe it, and Meda's eyes almost popped out of his head.
Yeah, that was. I thought you.
I was expecting
like
you to say like a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Meda. Did we just become best friends?
It built up nicely, and it was a great punchline. I loved it, and great delivery, Nate. Great. I loved it. There's only one better joke that you've told on this podcast, and as regular listeners will know, I love the way that Houston joke.
Yeah, that was a top joke. It's gonna be hard to beat that, but
yeah,
a 9 though. I'll take that. I will take that.
Excellent work.
Welcome to The Paddock, a podcast featuring stories following Formula One around the world. I'm Lawrence Barreto, senior writer at F1.com.
And I'm Chris Medland, F1 correspondent at Racer, also known as the bearded talking head from Drive to Survive with a very round face.
And I'm Nate Saunders from ESPN.
There's a reason I've just given myself that full title, which is my Twitter bio as well. But that was Reddit gave me that nickname or description based on, I think it was a thread that was completely tearing apart Drive to Survive. It was like titled, did anyone else find it insufferable at times? And they were just ripping like every corner out of it, and that included me and my appearances, both in terms of what I said and how I look. But
I think it's very accurate though, Matt.
Yeah, I quite like it. Yeah, exactly. I can't disagree with it. This is why it's now on my Twitter bio. And Twitter delivered just a stunning, stunning nickname for Nate Saunders this week. So
yeah, which is why you teed yourself up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yours is probably better than mine. But to be honest with you, I quite love this one because it's just such a random phrase. I don't think, maybe you guys have heard it before, but I haven't.
Yours is more abusive, isn't it? This was definitely...
Yeah, I would say it's probably a bit more harsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
But very, very evocative, isn't it? I'll tell it to people before we start talking about it. So basically, I tweeted, I said, it's so strange that F1 doesn't present the champion with a championship trophy once it's been won. The trophy should mean something, but I'd wager most people don't know what it looks like. Champions usually don't get it to a post-season gala, which we've spoken about a lot. I know, complaining that they don't get it, like, you know, get the Super Bowl or whatever. Mm-hmm. So somebody called Ferrarista di Ferrari, I'm not sure if that's their full birth name or whatever, but, you know, messaged back or quote tweeted me and in Spanish said, al fin el helipuerto de Moscas este dicte algo coherente, which I think I've pronounced that all correctly. Translated it from Spanish to Google. I've had this translation has been verified by two Spanish speakers I know, and it's, at last the helipad of flies is saying something coherent. So it's saying that I am a helipad of flies, which the more you think about it, the better that insult gets. Because yeah. It suggests, A, that there's a place where flies all gather together. But secondly, the fact they have a helipad suggests that they've advanced their technology beyond what they have now. You know, they have a base, they have a helipad, it's marked clearly. You know, they're like, here's the helipad. So I love it. I think it's great. And it just, yeah, I don't know. Well, what do you guys think about it? I might get it on a t-shirt.
Well, yes, definitely that. We can work on that because we need to do the Barretto's t-shirt as well. So we need to do a helipad of flies t-shirt. Yeah. And we'll end up with like supporters of different ones of us on this podcast. You're either a Barretto or you're a fly who likes to land on the helipad that is Nate.
or you love round faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Bearded round faces.
Yeah. But the very round faces. Thank you very much. The thing with Nate is...
You've got to get it right.
I assume, Nate, with yours, it's partly because you're bald. And it's just like, that's a landing spot. I don't know why. That's where my head went. But I also now I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, if I was a helicopter or a fly trying to land, like you don't have like a flat head, do you? Got a round head. That would be difficult.
I've got a very domed landing. Head. In fact, I've got quite a round head. I'm glad I wasn't on Netflix because can you imagine? They'd have said the bearded talking head from Drowned Survive with the spherical head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to work out different, like, I was trying to imagine it, and I was thinking, so, is he, yeah, I just can't get my head around it, other than he obviously thinks that flies gather around me and my work, and that that's where they live, you know, which, you know, I'm sure any of you that have sat with me on a long flight might agree with, but, you know, this guy, I assume, has never met me, Ferrarista di Ferrari. If you're out there, gonna get you.
Why don't we set up a meeting, Nate, in non-COVID times?
Yeah, we should. Yeah. So, FDF, if you're listening, let's meet. FDF, my nemesis. You've got to give people a...
He or she would probably be like a lovely person who's just very opinionated when it comes to Formula One, and you'll be best friends.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe FDF is the one. Maybe it's a girl that she's like, I just want to meet someone who's into racing. She actually loves flies. Maybe she was like a compliment. She was like, if he's a helipad, I'll be the fly.
Finally saying something coherent.
Well, that's the other thing, which I think I'm not going to be upset about that because that's also fair. You know, I very rarely talk coherently. I've just about learned how to use sentences. So, you know, that's good.
The pressure of starting this podcast with him where he had to put them together on the fly,
yeah,
this guy was huge. Also, just bring
that's
you back
why
to
a rounded face, Medes. It's for that big old brain.
Well, I was about to say, speaking of round faces or round heads, Barretto hides his with his hairdo, huge, big head, straight up hairdo, like make sure it stands proud and tall. Like, there's a lot of height to your hair, Barretto, and I feel like that is a way of masking how round your head is. Was this a concerted effort? You knew we'd be talking about this one day.
It was 10 years in the making, mate. I knew that this podcast, ever since that live text that we did when Nate Saunders' name appeared in it, I knew
he was like, you know what? This sounds far-fetched, but I'm going to be doing a podcast with this guy and a guy I haven't met before in 10 years. Yeah. I better grow this bad boy out.
Do you want to know the real reason why I grow my hair long?
No, we just talked about it.
I'm excited. I feel like there's a good story here.
It's because my head, if I had a shaved head, looks like E.T.
Really?
Nice.
Yes. And so...
can you shave it for charity?
Well, if we raise a sufficient...
Try that again.
If we raise a sufficient amount of money, I would do it for charity. Ideally in the off season, if that's okay.
Define sufficient.
I don't know. What would you say sufficient? I'm kind of thinking more than like a tenner.
£5.
More than a tenner. So yeah, if we raise 12 quid, then you'll do it.
I'm
going to donate 12.
You should have gone. Yeah, I'm going to also donate 12. So no. Then we've doubled it. And if anything, you've got to keep it for twice as long.
Huge.
Oh, I've had
the asking price.
No, I've had a shunt.
You've shunted big time.
And that's a verbal contract, which is binding. In the UK. Actually, I don't know if it is, but I'm saying
it's still £24 for charity, so I suppose that's a bit.
If we add, how many zeros do we need to add to that for you to actually do it? And I reckon we should do it. Okay, in the off season, we have to do it. We have to raise the money by the end of the Abu Dhabi weekend.
How about 500 quid?
Done. I'll take that challenge.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you can do that? Yeah.
Mate, 250 each?
I think so.
No, I don't know. Yeah, but the rules are you guys aren't allowed to do any significant contributions.
Tell otherwise... you what, 500 each. Sorry, 500 each. 500 quid total without Nate and I's contributions, but we will contribute.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll contribute as well.
I was gonna
joke that the Saunders family isn't getting any Christmas presents this year. That money's going on Operation Bald Head, but we're good.
Which charity are we going for?
Very good question.
I would like to do a cancer charity.
Fair. Yeah, you get to choose a charity, seeing as it's your hair that's all disappearing.
Let's do prostate cancer, if that's right.
Done.
Okay.
Sweet. Good call.
Nice.
Wow. This might be the best thing we've done on this podcast. It's actually achieved something.
Productive.
Well, assuming we raise the money. But I reckon we've got a few listeners now that actually listen. In fact, I've screenshot the review because it made me happy this morning that we got recently.
Is it from Ferrarista di Ferrari?
No, sadly not.
I was hoping that
it's on Apple Podcasts from jkens3488. Who titled it Fun for Everyone and gave it 5 stars. And it said, love listening from Ontario, Canada. Keep up the amazing laughs. So I think JKens3488, he or she may have listened to something else and then accidentally reviewed on the wrong page, but I'm taking it.
Whatever podcast I listen to, we appreciate the custom.
Yeah. Yes. So based on that, there's at least one happy customer who I think might donate. I mean, it's from Canada, so maybe $5 or $10, but it's a starting point. That's 1%, actually, if it's more than £5 in conversion.
And if we hit the total, I guess I'll shave it off on this podcast, right?
Yes.
Or we're allowed in the same room.
Or we'll live stream it. Yeah.
Then you guys can do it if we're allowed in the same room.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Love this plan. We didn't plan any of this for anyone listening.
This is excited.
Well, I'm just used to shaving my own head, so the thrill of shaving someone else's is going to be actually quite exhilarating. I might get emotional actually. Like if I'm doing it and crying, you'll know why.
I'm very excited.
Is this what it looks like?
And I'm going to invest. I can't imagine what Lawrence will look like. So I'm now going to say that what I will do is invest in a nice cap, like what I think is a really nice cap, and if you really don't like the shape of your head afterwards, you can cover it with this nice cap. That's my contribution to all of this.
Yeah, that's fair.
While Nate shaves your head and you end up bald.
Yeah. I was just like gleefully laughing as I do it, telling you bad jokes.
This is great. Sorry, but I think Barretta's just realised what he's done. And he's like, looks so nervous.
It's slowly dawning on him.
Yeah.
I've just...
You had no idea when you logged on, when you set up our Zoom chat. You were like, oh, it's going to be a normal podcast.
Yeah, we never really plan anything for this podcast, as you've probably been able to guess by now. We have like the odd thing we want to bring up, but we don't do an episode plan or anything too serious, even though we're obviously professionals. But this is certainly not planned at all. So when we started talking, this was not ever going to happen, but I'm so happy it has.
No, I didn't really see it going this way.
It's amazing.
It's what happens when I get together with you guys. I don't generally say no anyway, but I feel very relaxed. And obviously what's happened is I've got very comfortable. I just said yes. Anyway, it's for charity, so it's a good thing.
It is. I'm going to have to spend this afternoon setting the page up. I'll do that. I'll do the hard work of the admin, so Nate can do the hard work of the shaving if we get to that point.
I've got the razor. So
okay.
We've got everything we need on that side.
Okay. I tell you what, someone who did this actually this year was Lando Norris, wasn't it? Lando shaved his head after something.
He seemed to do it with more like a trimmer, didn't he? Because it took him quite a while to do it.
Yeah.
I remember.
Do the electric razor first, and then I think you see how it looks. But you can go right down to the. So this is anyone listening. So this is a podcast experience right there. I'm not rubbing my microphone. That's my head. That's what you'll end up with, Barretta.
So I remember messaging Norris about it because I thought it was stupid what he was about to do. But like, as in, I was just taking a piss, basically. And he said he had to wait a few days because he didn't have a trimmer or a shaver and he'd had to order one. So I think he then ordered the wrong one and he'd made everyone wait long enough that he just had to use what arrived.
He had.
Whereas it's good that we have here, we're much more professional than a Formula One driver. And we have someone who knows what they're doing, who has the equipment, and basically it's all set up. And I genuinely can't wait.
Yeah, same. I think it's going to be, this could be what like propels us to the big time. Forget the helipad of flies. Forget, you know, no. Nico Hülkenberg's chat. Forget Meadows with his big round brain head.
Or Danny Ricciardo popping in.
Or Danny Rick, yeah. Danny Rick with his audio files. Whatever else we've had on the pod. This is it. This is the moment.
Wow. The Barettos are going to be absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
But it is so good that
you've reminded me. What I was going to suggest was that underneath, I've always assumed that underneath Lawrence's hair, if you guys have seen Men in Black and Men in Black 2, there's always the humans with like an alien like inside, like powering it. I've always imagined there's like a little man inside Barretto just powering him along underneath the hair. I don't know why, but it's not a bad thing. It means that you're such an advanced life form. You've come onto this planet and you've mastered our way of life as well as your own. So congrats to you, whatever your name is.
What you've just called me is an alien.
A very sophisticated, clever alien.
But yeah. He just said he's insecure about the shape of his head.
Well, yeah, and that's because he's got an alien in there. Go on, I got called a helipad of flies.
That's fair.
No, it's and fair. I, for one, welcome that nickname.
But... I'm okay with it, mate, so it's okay. You welcome good. It.
So, Barretto, do you have anything you're meant to do in the off-season? Apart from, can I ask, you're not single, are you?
No.
You're going to have to run this by the missus, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm really sorry to your better half.
This is where you test the love, isn't it? You say, look, if I did this...
It's for charity.
Is this still a thing? Yeah. I've never met her, but I think she'll be like, yeah,
I think, I'm in. I think as long as I don't make it a regular occurrence and we if we know that it's for charity, I think I'm going to be okay. I probably should tell her before this podcast goes out, though.
You don't have long.
Well, wait. I mean, you should tell her at some point. And it should definitely be like today, probably. Just message her.
Definitely before Nate does it.
Message her. Yeah, message her and say, what's the one thing about me you love the most? If she comes back and says your hair, you're really screwed. Yeah. It's just like, oh, your hair. If you ever got rid of that, I just don't think I could cope. You're like,
well.
Anyway. Ooh, no, slight tangent.
I've got an idea here. But so.
We can get you a wig. We'll get you a wig to wear.
Well, no,
in case
better,
it's really bad.
Better than that. So there's going to be a photographer who's going to be unhappy, James Byrne, the Williams photographer, because he describes Barretto as Elvis, mainly based on his hair. So that's going to make him sad. But Ben Hunt, our good friend, stop booing everyone. he calls him Elf sometimes, and we could get you an Elf hat. Because you wore an elf hat somewhere. I can't remember where. This is where
it
came from.
The Christmas party, yeah.
Yeah, we could get you one of those for all of December while it grows back.
Yeah. I suppose I could only really wear... That only works until like December 25th, and then I'll need a secondary hat option thereafter.
12 days of Christmas. You can run it into early Jan, but then, yeah, that's when... Just a woolly hat. It's winter. You can be hiding.
I have just realized I've got stuff in January, so we're gonna have to get this done early after
we
soon after
the
Abu
Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi,
yeah. So
yeah, just to give it enough time for me to grow the crop.
How quick do you think your hair would grow back? Like
to get to this level, I reckon it's gonna
well,
take
no, just to like a passable level that you're happy
like
with.
Four okay weeks. With. 4 weeks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's fine.
Okay.
Well, no, come on. Let's build up the jeopardy here. So the earliest
never
going to
do
it after Abu Dhabi, unless, because we're not going to be there. I'm not going on to Abu Dhabi from Bahrain, and I don't think Nate's coming up for that one. And we still wouldn't be allowed to see you even if we were there. So it makes no difference.
No.
So the earliest we could do it would be the Monday the 14th.
Yeah.
So... 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks after that is the 11th of Jan. So that's the very earliest that you're going to be
okay,
happy.
I think that's doable.
It might actually turn out to, we might be like, wow, Barretto, you look fantastic.
It could be a
and
good
then
new
you'll
look,
be like,
to be
thanks.
Fair.
Yeah, it could. It could.
I'm okay
I'm
with
trying
it.
To picture it and I can't, I just can't do it. So I'm excited. So anyone listening, we'll set the page up like Meta said, we'll put all the links out there and it's going to a very good cause as well. So like joking aside, yes. I think it's cool you're doing it. And if we start raising money really quickly, maybe Meadows and I can think of something we can do as well. Like maybe I'll shave all my hair off, you know.
Yeah, maybe the beard will go.
What about your beards?
Yeah, I reckon.
Beard go.
Are we all getting in on this now?
So I reckon if we break 500, then Nate and Meadows
break 500.
If
500, I'll
I was going to say full three as well. Break a grand. Let's have four figures. 500 was the target for the hair. Barretto can't drag us down with him now. But yeah, the complete clean shave for the beard.
Yeah, sure.
If we break a grand, then.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Well, yeah, and see, that's jeopardy for me because I've been growing this beard for a while and I'm quite enjoying what it's looking like. So, yeah, if we get a grand, let's do it.
Same. I don't think I've not had a beard for about 5 years.
Wow. Yeah. So anyone listening, if you see pictures of Meadows when, like, 2015 spec, he's both without a beard and he's got massive, he looks like, you know, when a hamster used to get food and put it in his pouch.
Oh,
like, he had like really adorably like big cheeks, you know, round cheeks, and he looked like he's always storing away a couple of like peanuts.
It's just true. I was big about that, but I was told by the former FIA head of communications that there was a point where it was getting longer. There was a bit of a beard coming on. I was going to shave it off because it's in that in-between phase where it just looked really bad. And like, whenever it got there, I would then shave it. And he was like, no, you should stick with it. Like, it makes you look a lot more mature if you do that. And then you can get way more work because people will trust you more. And I laughed him off and then grew the beard. And then suddenly I got a load more work from it. Genuinely. Like, people seem to think
beards are in.
Yeah. And also, I think the three of us, we're still just about able to say we're fairly young and new in this sport compared to some of the other people working in it, certainly on the media side. And when you do look like a baby, people treat you like one. And they're like, well, this person hasn't been here long enough, they're not experienced enough, they can't do stuff. So basically, we made ourselves look older. Look at this now.
Yeah. And look what we've got ourselves into.
That's career advice for anyone.
Wowzers.
Age yourself.
Grow a beard.
Can that be your public service announcement for next week, to age yourself and to get onto Netflix?
Sure. But based on that, I'm going to now bring up the fact that you were meant to have done one advertising Brett's t-shirts, and you still haven't done it, have you?
I was just thinking that, yeah, and I haven't done it. I'll get there. I might do it after this, in fact, so we'll have it at some point. I get quite carried away when I do public service announcements and end up just making stuff and just giggling to myself because it's very funny, but has no place in our podcast. It's just dumb, but maybe it does have a place in our podcast.
It always has a place in our podcast. Our podcast is the definition of dumb.
Yeah. There's one where I think I try and say a line four times. I just keep laughing to myself and saying it again. I'll send it over to you. It's quite funny.
Please do.
I can't remember what it was, but voice acting with Nate Saunders.
I've just realised as well, if this all happens, when Barreto has done the deed, the hairiest thing is going to be his shoes after his Chewbacca purchase.
I really wondered where you were going with that.
Yeah, I had to move on quickly.
Like, I really
to, like, there was a pause between thing and Chewbacca. It was like the hairiest thing. And I was like, Meadows, you're the guy who edits these, but whatever you're about to say, it's not worth it.
I did think about pausing podcast for longer. I was like, no. Move on quickly before anyone interjects, but we've gone back to it anyway.
It was just long enough that there was some suspense there.
Could have skated over it, Nate, but no, it's not what we're here for.
I could have done, but that's not who I am.
What did you guys think of the Chewbacca shoes?
I liked them. What reaction did they get? Because I don't know if you had them on for every day, did you, because of the weather?
No, so I only wore them on days where it didn't rain, so I only wore them a couple of days. They went down really well, but I think the most disappointed thing was that people thought they were the most normal shoes and they liked them, which meant I probably didn't really hit the mark.
Well, everyone likes Chewbacca, though, don't they? Like, it's Star Wars is such a fun thing that everyone kind of just, well, most people love, I think. So when you wear Chewbacca shoes, everyone's like, oh, those are amazing. Whereas if you wear like suede shoes or like really bright ones, people either love or hate those, you know, based on the color. So I think Chewbacca was always going to be a winner.
A few people in the paddock who are going to have gone and bought them on the back of seeing them. Mm. So I think that's a pretty good weekend's work.
Maybe you should start a line of shoes.
I'm not convinced that you will have had people actually buy them, but if any have, you need to start like surveying the paddock and getting photos of everyone that you're inspiring that's starting your line.
I've got a feature idea for you, Lawrence. I'm going to pitch it to you now. And if it ends up on F1.com, Helipad of Flies gets the credit.
You
put all of your shoes out in a room, right? And you get every driver in, but they randomly, so like Carlos Sainz will come in and he will pick the shoes that he thinks Lando would wear. And then Lando comes in and he picks the shoes that Carlos would wear. And then they reveal which ones they think, and they've written it in an envelope, which ones they want. So you see how much they know each other. It's kind of like a Mr. and Mrs. type game thing, isn't it? You know, where they say, oh, like, which of you is more likely to order takeout or whatever.
I like it.
I'd watch that.
So they've got to pick which pair that they want and they think their teammate will want.
So before they, yeah, so both of them will pick their shoes. They'll say, right, you know, I'll have the Chewbacca ones or I'll have those. But then they have to go in, and the way they win is by guessing what their teammate would wear.
Just chase them.
Rather than their own. So they can either try and like throw in a curveball and be like, oh, I'd have these because I don't think Lando's going to guess them or whatever. Or they just say, I think I'll have them.
Or
because then you'll get like, why would that person wear those shoes? Why do you think that?
So if they then pick correctly, I'm just punching my microphone here. If they then pick correctly and they pick the ones that their teammate would pick themselves, then the ones that that driver chose originally, they get to keep.
Well, hang on. Obviously. They might not be
Let's
the same.
Not, look, we've taken Lawrence's hair away from him. We can't take his shoes as well. I feel like that's a step too far.
Well, no, and then if they pick wrongly, they have to shave their head too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're not allowed to wear shoes ever again.
Or they just have to do, they have to wear them for a day. Maybe they just have to wear them for a day.
No, they have to race in the shoes. That'd be fun. Can you imagine them trying to, in Australia, trying to get in the Chewbacca shoes or something?
Or the moon boots. Can you imagine the moon boots?
The moon boots, yeah.
Squeezing down between them.
Like, why did you go straight on at turn one? Well, I couldn't brake. I couldn't push my foot down. It got stuck.
Drivers claim that Turkey was the hardest condition they've ever driven in. Enter Lawrence. Yes.
That Bahrain outer loop. That's going to be absolutely savage.
Kimmy walking through the desert back to the garage in moon boots.
What a fate,
they would match that race suit, I think.
They would, yeah. They would.
Very on brand.
If you go back and look at like 80s wrestling, so like if you look at Ultimate Warrior, the shoes he used to wear, you should try a pair of those. That is going to be my next challenge for you, because I'm a big wrestling fan, as you guys know. Ultimate Warrior shoes. He always used to wear like colorful tassels and everything. And if I'm thinking of the right costume, it's when it was SummerSlam 91 or something, but he had like really shiny shoes with tassels all over them. And WrestleMania as well, when he fought Hulk Hogan. If you wore a pair of them, big respect. I'd love those. I'd probably buy them off you.
Beretta's now looking for these shoes, but for anyone listening who obviously can't see us, the reaction we both gave to Nate picking out the exact event and year was pretty spectacular.
Those are the ones.
And the shoes have appeared, and I can't really see them, but we'll stick them on the Twitter page. Twitter. Wow.
Wow.
They look big.
I mean, yeah. The tassels.
I think Ultimate Warrior's got... He's a bit spirit animal for you, Lawrence, in terms of the way he chose his shoes.
That is a very strong look.
I don't think I can see you wearing them as well.
Do you think I could pull those boots off? Oh, can you imagine if I could?
Absolutely.
Mate, you do know that you don't pull off any of the boots you wear, right?
Well, at least I'd be consistent.
No, I mean, just, you know, milking it even more. But that was what Ricardo said, wasn't it? That he said that the balls to go for it, he had a lot of respect for. So I'd like to know how many drivers do have respect for your attempts and how many of them just think you're an idiot.
I would say it's 50-50.
There's probably a fine line between those two things, I think.
Yeah. No, I think that's quite a good split opinion.
Yeah. I also think a lot of them are too polite to really tell me what they really think. Max just says that they're shocking. Whereas I think some of the, maybe the younger drivers, they would probably wear some of the boots. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to try and do some investigative journalism then, because Nate's very good at getting big name drivers on the ESPN podcast. So when he does that, I'm going to now challenge him to, at some point in just the small talk in the green room, to ask what they think of Beretta's footwear. And I get the privilege of being in the paddock in Bahrain for a couple of races. So in any of the interviews there, and anytime I get to bump into anyone, I'm going to ask for honest opinions as well. And
yeah,
I won't be able to record it for the pod because it'll be on site, but I can still at least find out and feedback.
But if you get them, record the audio and transcribe what people say, and then we can try and guess who said what.
If there's that's a good idea.
Or we can put that out to a vote and see who people vote for. You know, keep it interactive. Keep the fans engaged. I'm all about engagement. It's what the helipad's all about.
Ever since you've said helipad, all I can imagine is a H.
Big H
on
my
top
head.
Of your head.
It would. There is big space for it.
Can we draw that on? If we hit this
when I'm shaving
target, yeah.
When I'm shaving Beretta's head, I'll put a H on my head just with the circle around the H and big yellow. Yeah.
Just for that moment. That.
I'll have to find a hat.
It'll actually just stand for hairdresser, moment, yeah. But still.
Yeah, fine. I mean, this bet or whatever it is completely escalated, hasn't it? It's gone from, I don't even know what it is now. We're going to have to go through, I'm going to have to listen back through and like realize what we've all signed up for.
So you and I could well end up beardless if we raise £1,000 for prostate cancer charity, and Barreto will end up hairless, basically, if we raise £500. So there's the first incentive to get the ball rolling. But I think we've done well there. Actually, this has been a big day.
So I don't have a beard for people who've never seen me. So I'm literally gonna have no hair on my head, face, cranium,
anywhere,
okay, anywhere.
Wait, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that like that. That sounded weird.
There it is again. So to be fair, it's not
sorry.
It's not hair on your face, Brett, is it? It's on the top of your head. But yeah, Nate will be similar because he only has a beard. So
yeah.
And I can guarantee the reason that I've always had a beard since I started shaving my head is that I do look like a massive baby when I don't have a beard, because I've got these big old cheeks and I've got two big dimples when I smile. So
your beard comes back pretty quick though, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I can grow it back in like a week, not to this level, but to a decent level, passable level.
You'll be all right there. Mine's a bit longer than that, I think. I think I'll be in between the two of you. I think Nate will look weird for the shortest amount of time. I'll be middle, and then Barreto is the big one, which is where we started from. You will,
which
have
is
longest.
Acceptable. Yeah, that's okay. I'm all right with that.
Awesome. Well done, chaps.
Yeah. That sounds like a perfectly good way to end this podcast. We've helped people. We've entertained people, hopefully. And we've made each other smile. So it's a good day all round. Thanks, Abe.
That was really sweet. I thought that was really nice, but also just really funny. I don't know why. I wasn't laughing at you. Laughing with the way you said it.
Nothing new there, mate. Nothing new there. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and to follow us across all our social media channels. Thanks, Nate, for your time. You work for ESPN.com. You can read his work there. Thanks, Chris, for your time. He writes on racer.com. And I write on F1.com. Thanks very much. Let's do this again sometime.
And please give us all your money so we can show off Lawrence's head.
Yeah. Raise money. Let's raise money. Please.
Please.